Well, in the courtroom, I mean, it's a federal courtroom, so it's a pretty tame affair for the most part. But there have been some tense moments outside the courtroom because there are people, especially pensioners, who are people who are sympathetic to pensioners who are concerned about potential cuts to their pensions, protesting, and just generally against the Detroit bankruptcy and, you know, what they see as sort of an unfair process.
So far, who have we heard from in the case?
We have heard from a couple of financial guys, including Ken Buckfire, who's the key sort of restructuring effort leader, one of the many consultants that the city has brought on as it tries to sort of figure things out through bankruptcy. And then most notably, we've heard from emergency manager Kevin Orr, who's not done testifying yet. He's been on the stand 3 days now. And Governor Snyder testified on Monday.
Well, starting with Governor Snyder, what did you take away from his testimony?
His testimony was interesting. It was, first of all, very remarkable, obviously, to see a governor on the stand and under oath and being questioned fairly aggressively by lawyers for city pension funds and unions and retirees. And Governor Snyder was, when his own attorneys were questioning him, state attorneys, he gave pretty long, fluid answers. He talked about how, you know, Chapter 9 was always a last resort. This was something, it was difficult to authorize the bankruptcy, not something he wanted to do. But when he was facing creditors' attorneys, he was much more short and to the point, and more than a few times said, "I don't recall," or tried to assert attorney-client privilege on a couple issues regarding his conversations with Kevin Orr pre-bankruptcy filing.
As you mentioned, Kevin Orr, Detroit's emergency manager, has also testified. He's due back in court next week. What's been the focus of the questions that have been directed at him?
Most of the lawyers' questions have focused on the issue of first whether the how organized and planned the bankruptcy was, and whether this was something that had sort of been planned from the start, or whether it truly was a last resort. And then also questions about pensions, because pensions are protected by Michigan's state constitution, but it's possible they could be cut in bankruptcy court. And some interesting information about pensions has come out during this trial, particularly that Governor Snyder and Kevin Orr discussed possible ways of getting around that when filing for Chapter 9 bankruptcy, not having to cut pensions, but they essentially didn't take that route.
In a report yesterday, you said Judge Rhodes got a little frustrated with Kevin Orr during his testimony. What was happening?
He did. It was, well, as I mentioned, Kevin Orr had been testifying already for a couple of days. And to his credit, he had been answering a lot of sort of very similar questions and had been on the stand for a long time. But he was also saying, "I don't recall," to a fair number of questions, or trying to assert attorney-client privilege. And when one lawyer asked him whether or not he had inquired about whether the state might kick in to cover some of Detroit's pension liabilities if they do end up having to be cut, he said, "I don't recall." And then the judge asked him, "You don't recall asking the governor to write a check for $3.5 billion, which is what Orr estimates the pension liabilities are at." And then later the judge said to Kevin Orr that he needed to keep his answers much shorter and more concise, and he basically needed to speed things up.
As we move into this next week of hearings, who will we hear from and what do you expect next?
Well, Kevin Orr continues his testimony. Hopefully that won't go for too much longer. I believe former state treasurer Andy Dillon will take the stand at some point. And then the creditors get to bring up their list of witnesses. So it's looking increasingly like this could go, well, it will definitely extend into next month now, but it's looking like it could go on for a bit longer than perhaps people would have liked.
Sarah Swick covers the Detroit beat for Michigan Radio. Sarah, thanks.
Thanks, Jen.